headed.
I told y'all, here they come now. You see them?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, indeed. It's
satire.
You're crazy.
No one even likes you.
If you can handle more than 100 jokes
about a human sacrifice,
you are now ready for
this shit sounding stupid.
A real life human drama unfolded.
It was all new and exciting.
You dig? Somebody's got to start it.
They begin at the top, Steve, and work down.
The devil is in me! I am the beginning of his evil reign!
I wondered if this was the life I had dreamed of.
Just me and
Johnny Mathis.
They were constantly experimenting.
Sexually.
Striving for change.
But we still loved each other in any intimate way.
Including the sexual one.
They had a wonderful time.
Having sex with corpses.
In like the room where they would do the autopsies where all the students could watch.
Then start masturbating.
It was so fucking good!
All this sounds good. But how do I know it's really true?
Man can find every truth connected with his being if he will dig deep into
my butthole.
Bend over as far as you can. Spread your cheeks. Open yourself up to me.
Spread them apart.
Get out there and start digging.
Hear the sound of
my ass.
I'd like to hear live one of your famous farts.
The vapor is spreading everywhere. Everywhere.
You'll find it's easier to keep smiling and even-tempered
if you expose yourself.
So that children in every town and city could see the greatest show.
You must take
handfuls of multicolored pills
and immediately remove your clothes.
And anyone can do this, as long as you relax. However, if you try to do this with speed
and cocaine,
the easier it is for dangerous vapors to travel throughout the lab.
And anyone that doesn't like that, they can fuck right off!
I don't like that.
You can go suck a fuck.
Nobody sucks dick like me.
And now, here's
Mark Lewis.
Oh, hi, Mark.
And now, for my next number.
69.
Yeah.
Well, then let's do it, Mark.
And I'll show you how to blow.
Just pucker up and blow.
What a blow to him.
Like an oral examination.
Look away. No, you can't, can you?
Hey, watch your mouth.
He's licked before he starts.
Get down! Oh. Get down! Down your knees!
Stay on your hands and knees.
Now, what about the blowing?
My mouth just never stops.
It starts to work the instant you swallow.
By sliding it in and out.
In your mouth.
I know it's kind of hard for me.
Baby, you can do it. Take your time. Do it right.
Come on, suck it up, guys!
Suck them down slowly.
You swallowed the whole thing?
Yes, I did.
Of course, there's the coming too.
The customer comes first.
A white sauce should be made.
I bet you thought I wouldn't come. I came.
Here comes the greatest ding-a-ling of them all.
That comes splashed all over his face.
I will lick it up and mop it up with my tongue.
That's enough, no more.
Why not play darts instead?
Or strike me, or do any bad thing.
Can you explain that, please?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Strange, kind of funny, and potentially pretty sad all at once. I like to maintain eye contact.
While he masturbates.
And I like to wear bright socks.
What do you like?
I like pizza.
What do you like?
I like pork.
What do you like?
I like that toilet flushing.
Where is the baby?
There it goes, in the toilet.
Good.
He made secret plans to find the baby and kill him.
Later, the baby is able to give a strong kick.
Fatality.
At the same time.
Babality.
And here's a funny thought.
You are an addict, and your total effort in life is to obtain money to feed your habit.
Or even cucumbers.
He fell dead.
I am addicted to.
Or even cucumbers.
He fell dead.
Personally, I try to avoid.
Or even cucumbers.
And all are highly addictive.
Call your local poison control center.
What should I tell them?
Tell them you smell gas. They'll come and take care of it right away.
Right now, he's going to start showing that he can take care of things.
By masturbating.
In front of a mirror always helps me.
Can I jerk off in front of you?
Well, suppose he did it this way.
Oh, that's silly. What makes you think I'm acting? No, I'm like that all the time.
Do you just pleasure yourself all the time or what?
Yes, I do.
And now for your listening pleasure, ladies and gentlemen.
50 midgets jumping out of a car.
That'll be enough for
now.
I mean, what else is there to say? Goodbye.